the young men could fulfill their military duty if they just went into the service a year after high school. So that's what many of them did at that time. They joined the Army, the Navy, just for their 1 year military service. And he served for a year and just got out and was out less than a month when the Korean War broke out. So he was called back in for 2 more years. He attended the University of Utah. He's an electrical engineer. He has done consulting work and was with a power company for 25 years.
All right. Okay, maybe you can tell me a little bit about life growing up in Lyman, just about some of the, maybe even stories about your birth that your mom and dad have told you. Remember any experiences or any funny things?
I don't remember my birth, but I know that I was born at home with a midwife. I had an older brother and an older sister. I was third in a family of seven. And
you said you were born with a midwife. Do you have any other names for midwife? Or were they called by any other names?
Nurse.
Nurse, is it? Okay.
Nurse.
Okay.
The nurse was there.
How about, and there were seven other children?
There were seven in our family, uh-huh.
Okay, seven.
I was third of seven.
Okay.
Third down.
All right. Tell me a little bit, well, just some of the, you have your parents, what did you call them?
Mom and Dad.
Those were the names always used?
Never mother and father. It was always mom and dad.
Okay. Did you, how about parents? I mean, if you were describing your parents to someone else, did you call them parents? Or
parents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And question often is, in some areas, children are not, some people like to say children when they speak of raising them. They say the reared and the raised controversy, which would you use?
Raised.
That's, okay.
And we very seldom heard children. It was always the kids.
Always the kids,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Very seldom my children or our children. It was always the kids.
The kids. Good. All right. How about some other names for your husband? What are some of the things that you'd
call?
Oh,
my gosh.
And also what he would call you, some other names. Or what other, besides husband and wife, what were some of the...
It's an interesting thing. I don't know that my children heard him call me Renee for years and years. It was always honey or dear or usually babe or very, very seldom did he ever use my first name. He always had a term of endearment. Very, very seldom did he ever call me Renee. Usually it was my bride. You know, when he'd send me cards, it was always to my bride of 13 years or 15 years or whatever.
And what would you call him? What were some
honey.
Honey? Okay. All right. There's a couple words here. Maybe you can just tell me the first four books in the Bible.
Oh, God. Genesis, Exodus,
in the New Testament, sorry.
Oh, the New Testament.
I don't know the Old Testament, so I wouldn't know if you're right.
Is that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
Mm-hmm. And when you went to school, when you were up at Utah State, where did you do most of your studying?
Where did I? Probably the library.
Spent quite a bit of time there.
Quite a bit of time, and then in the last couple of years when I got into my major, there in the department, a lot of time. In the business department.
When you were there at Utah State, you know, it's a lot different than BYU. Were there quite a few people that weren't, were there any people that weren't Christians, or what were the people like in their beliefs?
Yes, at that time, they still had a lot of foreign students. I'm sure not anywhere compared to the